Did you know we're also on YouTube? You can see our faces, you can see the photos, you can see all the images of things we talk about. Make sure you subscribe at Moist Monday Podcast.
Welcome back to the Moist Monday Podcast. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. Do I sound great?
You piece of shit.
I just got off my deathbed.
Yeah, you've been out of it this past week.
I've been sick for 5 days.
Cool.
Yeah, it's Monday.
You feel better than you sound.
Yeah, I feel better. I sound like shit.
Yeah.
But I even with the headphones on, I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah, it's rough.
But also, I live by myself, so I haven't talked a ton either.
Sure. I mean, someone's going to love this.
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh my God.
I know. Just Nathan's wet right now.
He's always wet.
Yeah, that's
fair. He's a sweaty man. But we like him for it. No, but I was like, Wednesday. It's Monday now. Wednesday, I woke up with a little tickle in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whatever. I'm still feeling fine.
Yeah.
Did my normal stuff. I think it was a snow day. Classic got canceled.
Nice.
Which I think we're going to have another one this week.
Yeah, it's supposed to snow all week this week. I'm a little stressed about that.
Yeah, because you're about to go out of town, which we'll talk about next week. We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Shit's going on in our lives. But then I woke up Thursday and I was supposed to work.
Yep.
And I woke up and I was like, whoa, do not feel the greatest. So then I like took a nap before work.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe I'll feel better. Because I wasn't like terrible.
Sure.
And then I woke up from my nap and I was like, I can't do it. I put up my shifts. Luckily, well, they're covered.
Like, I got notifications. Like, I got four notifications of like, Robert put up all his shifts. I was like, huh, wonder what's going on there.
Yeah, because I put up all my week. So I was Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I was supposed to do an escape room yesterday. So I had the day off.
God, can you imagine what a nightmare that'd be though? Escape room with someone who's dying. Like, just God. I have to escape.
I've been trying to escape myself forever. dude, but I'm so glad I got the day off of work.
Yeah.
Because it fucking went downhill. It snowballed so fucking fast.
Okay.
And the first day was weird because now it's like in my chest, in my head.
Yeah.
The first day I didn't have a cough. I didn't have anything.
Okay.
I was just sweating and then shivering.
Oh,
sweating and shivering. And then like I had a headache that like I couldn't move.
Yeah.
You ever had one of those where it's like anytime you move, you're like,
because I always forget.
It sucks so bad, dude.
I always forget that I've probably had like a few of them, but like what a migraine actually is. It's not just a bad headache.
No.
It is like something like that.
It's like debilitating.
Yeah.
Like it's so like that's what it started with. And dude, I was like shivering. So like I sweat through my bed
nice.
And like my couch.
Hell
and
yeah.
And I was just sleeping a ton. I was watching a ton of shit. Just the past 5 days felt like a fever dream.
It sucks when like, because, like, I'll daydream about getting, like, oh, a sick day, and then I'll just, like, actually, like, relax. But, like, no, it's not fun.
I didn't get anything done.
No.
And if anything, now I'm 5 days behind on everything else.
And no money.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was already a little broke, and then I had to take 5 days off of work.
And get just literally nothing done.
Yeah. And then I had to get groceries.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. There's that cough.
Uh-huh.
But it fucking sucked. Dude, I will say, because I've been taking like DayQuil and NyQuil and all this stuff.
So you haven't been sober in a week.
Oh, yeah. I've had the wildest fucking dreams.
Sure. Oh, is it time for a moist dream?
Well, okay. Before we go into the moist dreams, I do want to talk about like what I've watched because when you are sick,
there's something special about
it. Is there any like go-to shows or movies that like you go when you're sick or like when you're a certain type of sick?
Because one issue I have is I will try to start a new thing because I'm like, oh, I have all day. And then you just nap through it. And so you have no idea what's going on.
You got to put on something that you kind of know.
So I've tried to watch The Mandalorian sick twice now and I have no idea what happens in that show.
Baby Yoda.
Yep.
I've never seen it.
Not me neither. Not where I'm actually
I did try watching a 30 for 30 documentary.
Sure.
Like the first day I was sick.
Yeah.
And then like the first 5 minutes I was like, this is too much.
Yeah.
And then I immediately fell asleep.
So like my comfort movies a lot. I love Tenacious D, Pick of Destiny.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah.
Yep. Labyrinth is one of my top choices. So I guess like I like singing when I'm sick.
Same with, interesting.
Like,
musical.
Singing in the Rain is a really good
movie.
Old
school one.
Mm-hmm.
Labyrinth is good, but then also that's kind of nostalgic too because childhood.
Right, yeah. Oh yeah, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Of all time, yeah.
And besides that, I'll try to do like sitcoms. Like if my head's gone, because I've had it a few times where I'll have like a 103, 104 fever where you are actually like losing brain cells.
Dude, I think I couldn't find my thermometer, but I'm pretty sure I had a fever of like 103.
Yeah.
Because like it was like
where you're like actually cooking in there
and, but like I had goosebumps but then my body was just wet like it was like and I was like it was the just terrible like
confused salamander.
Yeah.
So I'll do like sitcoms I know beat for beat.
Oh,
so
okay.
Like Arrested Development, Community, The Office, things that like I because they help me track time.
Okay, just so you can be like, okay, yeah, that's
same thing. When I got like really high on acid, I needed to watch one of those shows so I could be like, okay, time is moving forward because I know the next line and they're gonna say it and I know it's happening.
Unless
and it
you
happens.
Watch the fucking Dice episode,
yeah, where it just keeps going back. Yeah, that'd be a rough one.
Don't watch that's one of the best episodes of television, The Community, but don't watch that.
Should
on acid.
What's the name of it?
Advanced.
Yeah,
fuck.
Damn.
The names of their episodes are so wild.
Yeah, because they're like class.
They're all classes.
Yeah. Damn,
I watched
me off.
So like my background show, like when I was sleeping and like a lot of stuff was The Simpsons.
That's not a bad one.
Because I could just put it on a low volume because I needed something.
Remedial Chaos Theory.
Remedial Chaos.
I think that's
yeah,
it.
I think that's what
think that's
Remedial
it.
Chaos
Didn't
Theory.
Even look it up.
One of the best episodes of TV ever made. So I watched a ton of Simpsons.
Okay.
Like I've probably like 4 or 5 seasons because
sure.
It was just on.
Did you at least get the good seasons?
Well, I've been watching it for a long time because I use it background when I'm editing. So I'm on like season like 23 now.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Out of 35.
That's wild.
But I did notice when I was watching it, it's at one point they updated the intro, their intro.
Oh, okay.
Because like it was like 4:3 and like they had like a box TV in the intro and then it went to like widescreen and like they redid the animation and then they added characters and stuff and it was cool.
Okay.
Like they always end their intros differently.
Yeah.
Like the way they sit on the couch. Mm-hmm. So like that's always different, but like the Maine going through the town was the same. And then I was like, oh, they changed it in season 19 or 20 or something like that.
Okay.
But then I watched Arrested Development season 3.
Yep. Solid one.
Watched the first half of season 4.
Not great.
Because I got it on DVD and I realized how bad it really is.
It's just not great.
It's just the same story.
Yeah. Season 4 is okay, but then season 5 is just
season
dog
5.
Shit.
I mean, like there are good jokes, but it is weird that it's like a big jump in time.
Yeah.
And
I don't even know if the fifth one has good jokes.
Yeah.
I watched it once.
I haven't finished season 4. But then for movies, I watched a great double feature, but one of them, I don't know if you're allowed to watch anymore.
Okay.
I watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall and Get Into the Greek.
Sure. Yeah. Russell Brand's gotten pretty. Oh, and P. Diddy.
And P.
Fuck,
Diddy.
I forgot about P. Diddy.
So Forgetting Sarah Marshall, still incredible.
Right.
Still fantastic. And then the spinoff, Get Into the Greek, which is based on Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
That movie is so good, but half the cast, you can't.
No,
nope. like
Jonah Hill. I even think he's a little weird now.
He's
I don't
a little
even
weird,
know.
But he's the. His wife in that is the girl from Mad Men, and she's pretty good. She's in Get.
Is that Elizabeth Moss?
Elizabeth Moss, yeah.
Or Kate Moss. I never remember which one's which.
She's in Us.
Handmaid's Tale. Us.
Yeah, she's great. But it is wild how
The Invisible Man, that ooh. Movie you need to watch.
Oh, is she?
She's
okay. She's
that.
Great.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, Get Him to the Greek. I was like. Should I own this?
Yeah, I think I own it too. But also the soundtrack is so good.
Yeah, Infant Zorro, those are two movies where I was like, I love these movies, but I haven't seen them in a long time.
Sure,
and they're just like comfort movies.
I remember, but then I was like, there's
a lot of P. Diddy in this.
Well, also last time I watched Get Him the Greek was wild because also like Jonah Hill gets raped twice in that movie.
Yeah, the movie's insane.
Yeah, like literally a drunk woman just shoves a dildo up his ass like four, and he screams no the entire time.
And then like he makes him shove drugs up his ass.
Yeah, and then he digs it out and then like, yeah, a lot of P. Diddy.
And then
like,
P. Diddy's just like, hey, you gotta do it.
Yeah, and he's also like, you gotta fuck their mind. And you're like, I don't know if you should be doing that.
Yeah, the movie, still really good.
Yeah, I mean, I do enjoy that movie. But also, like, Russell Brand's weird now because he's super conservative and he's Christian now.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah, they're like,
he's great in both those movies, though.
Oh, I mean, he was. I enjoyed him back in the day.
I didn't even, like, what?
He was a.
Was he a musician? Is that, like, how he got big?
He was a comedian.
Oh, okay. Because I guess I didn't really know why he was famous.
He maybe had, like, a reality thing and he did a lot of drugs. He was married to Katy Perry for, I think, like, a couple months or
damn.
Something like that. Yeah.
I mean, in those movies, he looks incredible.
Yeah.
Like
no, he's so hot.
So hot.
Yeah.
Like that's like
and
I'm watching him like, oh, that's what Jacob likes.
I once got like when I had my ridiculous hair, I once got compared to that him, and that's all I was going for.
And you were just
for.
Like, oh yeah. And nowadays
I'm
it's like,
doing it.
Now you're like, oh fuck.
I'm better than him. But he is reborn.
We both have podcasts.
That's true.
We both
yeah, but I think
about.
His is behind a weird like conservative paywall.
It's only on Parler.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Or on Parler too. Yeah, but it made me think like listeners or viewers, what are like some of your go-to sick things? I would love to know.
Yeah.
Comment or email below moistmoneypodcast@gmail.com.
I like an old Disney movie. That's where I will like
something things that are like comforting.
Yes, absolutely.
And like things like if you do fall asleep, it doesn't matter.
Right. Because
you know?
Like I love horror, but like that's not when I do horror.
No.
Like just
and
because
it's
that's not what I'm
something
after.
That like there's not a lot of big peaks and valleys of volume either.
I mean, this is where you need to watch Studio Ghibli. Ghibli movies are
ooh.
Built for sick days. They're so
because of just
for,
the colors. And,
no, the entire like story. They're very I mean, except for a few, they're very like calm and like
soft,
just continuous films where like some of them don't even have villains. It's just like a really good story.
Oh, interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of Studio
Ghibli. I know, that's wild. Especially for someone who likes film, you need to actually experience all of them.
Yeah.
Because they're so fucking good.
Instead of
good.
Watching those and getting to the Greek.
I mean, also culture in some places.
Rub the furry wall, dude.
Yeah.
I was literally like rubbing my couch, sweating, you know, just
dying.
Like, I wish I could do drugs right now to feel better. Yeah.
So comment below your favorite sick movies.
I'd love to know. Yeah, because you have to put something on or else you're going to go insane, especially because I was sick for 5 days.
Well, also, I felt so bad because you were also sick during the PlayStation outage. I don't know if it ever actually hit you, but the PlayStation Network was down this past week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think it's up now. I don't even know because I don't play online.
I mean, I
ever.
Use my PlayStation to stream a lot of stuff, but I mean, when I watch Forgetting Sarah Marshall and Giving to the Creek, I own those.
Right, yeah.
So I watch those on DVD.
So I was just also like picturing just like, I have nothing.
I think when I did try to watch something, like when I started to watch that 30 for 30 documentary, mm-hmm. it's about Ric Flair, and I was like, oh, this okay. seems... I've heard good things, but then I think there was like my internet like disconnected and I was sure. like, I'm not dealing with this.
No. Like, it's just, DVDs it is.
Yeah.
And that's why analog's great.
It's so good. But this is a digital podcast. This is the Moist Money podcast. Let's get into it.
We should sell this on physical.
Put it on vinyl.
Today we're starting off with a taste test.
Play the graphic.
All right, because Robert's sick and I'm really trying not to get sick, I bought us, I think, healthy drinks.
I think.
They're called Black, BLK, Liquid Life, Daily Detox, Delicious.
Yeah, I've never heard of these.
I just got the original. It's also labeled Still Alkaline. And I don't know what that means. And it says more than water.
Yeah, mine says more than water. I got the sparkling strawberry rhubarb edition, zero sugar. It just looks like water.
It might be.
But then it like has like reduce inflammation, boost gut health.
Reduce inflammation. Reduce inflammatory.
That's what I meant. Yep. Reduce inflammation. Stimulate metabolism and energy. Dang, you're going to be up all night. Anti-aging.
Yeah. So we'll be younger by the end of this.
A powerful natural adaptogen.
All natural and keto friendly. So
and you said these are $3 a pop?
Yeah, something like that, which not ridiculous. It says fulvic fusion. That's a gross word.
Ooh, it was kind of hard to crack. I've never even...
Ooh, ingredients. Purified water, fulvic and humic minerals.
Interesting. So yours is not flavored.
No, it tastes like kind of like water out of a dirty pipe.
Yeah. Mine tastes like water out of a dirty pipe.
With a little bit of strawberry.
With like somebody put like a strawberry Jolly Rancher in there. Like,
okay.
Like a little, like.
A hint.
Someone put a piece of strawberry candy at the bottom and now like, and then it flavored the whole thing.
All right. Yeah. So this is dirty. This tastes like dirty water and it will boost my gut health.
I just like by the end of this sound normal.
Maybe. Yeah. And we.
This is not good.
Our hair grows back.
On the front of the can, it says delicious.
That is, in fact, a lie.
That's because no one would buy it.
But it also says drink daily.
Yeah. Daily detox. I don't understand health drinks.
It says delicious at least 3 times on this can.
They're like, how else can we sell it?
Because also, I don't know what gut health does for me. Like, I think my gut's okay. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't eat fucking...
You don't eat good. I don't eat good either.
I don't eat as bad as some people.
But like, will this fight all those gas station rollers I eat?
That's true. I had a gas station hamburger this morning or for lunch.
From where?
Quick Star.
That not a bad hamburger.
Yeah.
It's in like
between
$2.
In between classes. It was actually enough. Like, I was like, this is better than the chicken sandwiches.
It kind of tastes like a school hamburger.
It was like when I got it, mm-hmm. I bit into it and like steam was still coming off of it. And there was like bacon on it.
Oh shit.
Like,
okay.
This is like a deluxe one. And it was still like $3. And I was like, this is, and then I got that in a Sprite, and I was like, yeah, this is disgusting.
But this is bad. No, it's like out of an old pipe. But it's, like, it's the only other ingredients are minerals, so that's probably all it is.
Yeah. Black. I don't, like, it's making me more thirsty.
It says 77 trace minerals. Don't even know what that means.
So, we get water, and then we filter it to drink it.
Yes.
What if we just quit filtering it?
Then you get wrong minerals.
Then you get black.
I guess.
I actually don't mind our tap water in our in Des Moines. Our like tap water is fine.
No, I enjoy tap water. I try to drink it, but also I think I recently saw something that Des Moines tap water is really bad or something.
I think
like
it
that.
Is, but like
bad
I,
for you.
But I've grown up with it, and it's like
what's
but
good?
It's water.
What is good for us anymore? And like same with like people are saying like they're putting fluoride, and like Joe Rogan saying like, oh well, that's gonna make you dumber. But everyone was like, it's good for your teeth. I'm like,
and then there's microplastics.
Yeah, that's the other thing is yeah, we have like a credit card in our brain at all times. There's something stupid like that.
So I can just go to the machine and go. Ding. Put my head to it.
It's not your card. It's just the world's.
Put it on America's tab, please.
Yeah,
Whoa. Crocodile's hat fell off.
A little tiny hat fell off. But yeah, I don't know what's good for me ever, so I just keep living until I don't.
I mean,
that's the best I can do at this point.
A week ago, before I got sick, I made Alfredo with broccoli.
That probably what did it.
But like I was like, that's the first time I've had vegetables since probably Izzy made them for me.
But also like it's funny because like pasta's not good for you. It's all carbs because apparently carbs aren't good anymore.
Yeah, but it's got to be better than something.
You'd think so, but I don't know.
It's like I made frozen pasta.
Yeah.
And like Alfredo, wasn't frozen. I made Alfredo.
Yeah.
It's like that's got to be better than eating frozen pizza.
I think so, but I don't
eat a ton
know.
Of that.
Yeah, but that has vegetables on it too.
Yeah, but those aren't real vegetables.
That's also.
I don't know. I
just struggling
I'm
to.
I'm
be,
barely alive, dude.
Yeah, that's very true too.
We'll see how this black.
Yeah, it might fix you.
Oh man. Yeah, but whatever I fucking had, it was fucking terrible.
Yeah, I'm really hoping I don't get it because yeah, I'm going out of town this weekend.
Yeah, but I mean, he had it like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and like,
and then you live with her, so yeah. It's shocking that. I think you have avoided it.
I've been doing like vitamins every day, trying to work out, trying to actually take care of myself for a hot second.
That
it's
helps.
Been nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I have not been because I haven't been able to.
Yeah. That is
I haven't been
too.
Able to move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I haven't taken my meds in 5 days because I haven't taken anything else.
What happened with that bruise?
Yeah. I have a bruise on my side. I think it's still there.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it was higher up than that too. Okay.
I noticed a bruise on my body Saturday.
And you haven't moved. So
yeah. And it was like, there's like, it was like red and cut and then like purple. And I was like, oh, that's not good.
Dude, somebody just went after your kidneys while you're passed out.
But I was like, I haven't done anything.
I think you just slept on a remote and it destroyed you. That's my theory.
Like, I was like, it doesn't hurt. But then I was like, oh, my entire body hurts. So I can't tell if it hurts or not.
Sure. Yeah.
But like I can feel it now. Yeah, so I don't know what it was. I think maybe because I was just sleeping a ton. What sucks about being sick, too, is since I was sleeping so much, my body hurt from, like, being in bed.
Yeah.
And, it like, every time I would, like, try to go back in bed, it just hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, bed rot or whatever.
That's just where I just lay down in the shower.
Dude, it fucking sucked. Like, and then I would move to the couch because it's a different position.
Oh, yeah.
And then, but I did it for 5 days, so it's like, no matter where I laid, it just... And then, like, some nights, because I was taking NyQuil, like, Saturday night, I was like feeling a little bit better, but I was still sick. So I like took some NyQuil and I'd been sleeping for so long. They like, I couldn't fall asleep.
Sure. Yeah.
Even with NyQuil.
You just slept too much. Yeah.
Yeah. And like my body wasn't getting control. So then I took two melatonin.
Oh my God. So you're just high as shit.
And then I still couldn't fall asleep.
Okay.
I almost took more NyQuil.
Yeah. That would have done it. That would have fixed you. I'm sure.
But then I don't know what happened. I was out.
Yeah.
It took like fucking 2 hours though. But then I had such a heavy fucking sleep. Ah, it's time for Moist Dreams. Okay. This past 5 days felt like a fever dream because I had a fever and I was dreaming a ton. So like, I don't know. They're not like cohesive dreams,
sure.
But I remember two specific moments of dreams that were wild.
Okay.
So one was I think Thursday when I was like really sick and like I was supposed to be at work, but I got it off. I was dreaming that I was at work and we were working together in the kitchen.
Nice. You dream of me often,
but I was sick. But I was standing by like the pizza area And like, I was just so drained. Like I was falling asleep and you kept shutting off the lights.
Okay.
Which was making me go to sleep.
I was letting you sleep.
But I kept going, don't shut the lights off. Because like, I was like, I'm at work. I can't. So I was like fighting myself.
So you're falling asleep in a dream.
Yeah. No, but I was like fighting myself to fall asleep because I thought I was at work.
So I feel like that's
it,
like.
It was like, it sucked. And I kept going, stop shutting off the lights.
So just like NyQuil put you asleep and then the melatonin put you in your dreams asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, so I remember that, and I was just like, it was weird because I was like fighting myself because I thought I was supposed to be at work,
sure.
But I was like just out of it. And then I had another dream where I was in an escape room.
Okay, because which I was, you were also supposed to
I was supposed to go to it, and it was so weird because it started with a group of us.
How do you dream of an escape room?
I was just put in a room and puzzles, and then slowly but surely I like was like fucking finding stuff and putting stuff on tables.
Because you created the puzzles.
And figuring stuff out. But then everybody that I was with slowly disappeared.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was just me in the room. And then I was just looking at all these informations and numbers on the table. And I was like, what have I done? And then that was it.
And it cost you everything.
And then I was like, oh man, I really want to do an escape room now.
I do want to do an escape room.
I was so excited. We were going to do a Scooby-Doo escape room.
That sucks.
Then we got to reschedule it.
Ruh-roh indeed.
Because I've done an escape room once.
Me too.
And I
assume you do it the same way I do.
I took full control. Yeah,
you're just kind of an asshole.
I took
about
full
it.
Control.
Yeah.
I did it with my coworkers at my old job when I was an architect.
I did it with my friends' friends.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
So I did it when I was like an engineer at my first carpenter job. So it was like office people. And at that job, I was very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden when we were in the escape room, I was like, listen up.
Here's the thing.
And then afterwards, like we like got a beer and people were like, I've never heard you talk so much. And I was like, yeah, but we got out of there, didn't we?
Like, I want to do an escape room with you, but more than that, I want to do the same escape room separately and see who wins.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Are you allowed to do it by yourself?
I don't know. If you buy 5 tickets, maybe.
But I feel like there's so many puzzles you can't.
I mean.
I don't know, but I'm always like, someone's over there. Yeah. This goes here.
Well, anytime you see a 4-digit code, you're like, all right, I need a year. I'm sure it starts with 1-9.
Yeah. 1965. Try
just
it.
Just go through all of them.
Kennedy. But then I don't know how like the themed ones work. Because the only one I've ever done was, it was like we were kidnapped.
Okay.
So like we were all handcuffed to a cot.
Oh.
And then that's how it started, handcuffed and blindfolded. And that's how it started. We had to escape the room. And that was fun.
I think I was in a spaceship, maybe.
Whoa, weird. But also, and you had to escape the space shuttle?
And I don't know. I did find the first clue, I remember, just because I was touching these things. And then I touched something and then just a cupboard opened. I was like, oh,
I remember
it's happening.
I remember at one point I like had something in my hand and I saw something on the ceiling and I like touched it and then like a trap door opened and, and like dropped something. And I was like, I'm a genius.
I have never been harder than when I solve a puzzle. Like that's such a good feeling.
Love escape rooms. So I'm so sad I didn't get to do it. I did it in my dream.
Well, because we really should do all the ones in Des Moines.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, and you can only do one once, which sucks.
You mean you could do it again because there's so much? Like, if I were to do the one that I did years ago, I don't remember anything about it.
That's fair.
Because I did it so long ago. But those are like the only two dreams I really remember because I was just out of it. But I still...
And you were just dreaming of normal life.
I know. I was dreaming of things I wish I could be doing. Like, I was like, yeah. I want to be at work. But Jacob kept going, go to sleep. And then I want to do an escape room.
Which is funny because while you're doing that, I was just at work. I was just actually doing my job.
I think that day you weren't in the kitchen though.
No, I wasn't.
But I was like trying to make pizza. And I was like falling asleep.
Poisoning the customers.
Yeah. God.
But now
I'm on so many drugs.
You did miss the escape room, but now I think it's time for a different game.
Ooh, a game.
It's blind ranking.
Oh, hell yeah.
So much like Get 'Em the Greek, I don't know if we're actually supposed to joke about this, but
uh-oh.
I'm gonna have you blind rank these Kanye West tweets.
Oh, shit.
So he's been on a rampage on Twitter recently.
He's back?
Well, he's gone now, and he's still yay. But yeah, you know, I think it kind of all started with the Grammys. He got kicked out of the Grammys.
This year?
Yeah, because him and his wife went. And then when she dropped...
Who's his wife now?
I don't remember. I think she's an eccentric model or something. Oh, weird.
It's not Kardashian?
No. But like when she dropped her jacket, she was just naked. Like she had just a completely see-through, like tight little thing.
What the fuck?
Yep. And then they got kicked out because they weren't invited to begin with.
What the fuck?
All right.
That's... Okay. Dude, people are insane.
And so I'm just going to start with this by saying I don't condone any of these tweets. I just think they're wild and I want to see how Robert ranks them.
God, that's the, you always, your blind wingings are always like, fuck.
All right.
God.
Number one.
This is what he's putting out in the world.
Maybe
dude.
Not your number one. After this, I will show you the other thing he put out in the world, which is even more wild than this.
Oh, shit. All okay. Right.
So tweet number one. I'd like to thank the Jews for porn. And I'm not being sarcastic. I love porn a lot. Where would you rank that?
That's incredible.
Yep. I mean, he's been real anti-Semitic recently, so this was a little bit of a positive.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
He likes porn a lot.
By the way, I'd like to thank the Jews for porn. Enter. And I'm not being, like, they're spaced.
They're spaced.
I think severally, like,
oh
very,
my God.
So you're supposed to read them separately, including, I love porn, space, a lot.
This sounds like a Facebook post that someone we know would make.
That is very true.
this is actually really funny. And I don't know the rest of the, where the rest of them are going to go. I'm just starting with number two here.
All right, number two, that's fair. All right.
Because that's funny.
Up next, Free Puff.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's the tweet?
Just Free Puff. He tweeted about Puff Daddy quite a bit, but this was one of them. Just Free Puff.
Is it Free Puff, period?
No.
Free Puff. I mean, that one's just, what are you doing? I'm going five with that one.
That one's funny.
Also, he's a little late, right?
Yeah, no, he's been in prison for a hot second.
Yeah.
I think he maybe has been pro Puff this whole time, which is an insane take.
Well, he's probably in the circle.
But also, like,
so many people are.
He's so, like, anti a lot of the establishment, but also, like, he's pro the establishment that everyone hates. Like, he's so odd.
He's such a crazy person.
Yes.
His episode of Joe Rogan, though, pretty fascinating.
It's something. Because also, I think now he only has, like, two teeth, but they're the entire teeth.
What?
He keeps getting new teeth. Yeah, he released a Super Bowl ad that was just him getting his teeth put in. And he's like, I spent all my money on these teeth, so this is my ad. It's filmed on an iPhone.
I didn't see that in the Super Bowl.
I didn't either. I don't know when it was. Maybe they blocked it, but I don't know.
What the fuck?
All right, so you put Free Puff at number five.
Yeah, that's number five.
Dude. I turned down three photos this week with Make-A-Wish kids in wheelchairs.
Oh my God. Why would you tweet that?
I don't know.
That's fucked up. Turned down three. There's also depth to that one, too.
I don't think that's true either.
Well, also, you'd have to be like, you already said they were Make-A-Wish, but then you had to put it that
they're in wheelchairs, yeah. But also, I don't, because I guess both of us have seen the Make-A-Wish program.
Yep.
And like, I know when my sister was in it, they were like, they kind of like, they didn't like tell her what to do, but they were like, oh, you could, like, she said something like, you could go bigger than that if you want. Like, they at least like respond.
Yeah.
And I think if some kid was like, I want to meet Kanye, you think the person would be like, I wouldn't recommend it.
You can go bigger than that.
Or John Cena. Let's just do John Cena. We have him on speed dial.
He's actually here right now.
Yeah, he's ready.
He's visiting the entire wing.
Kanye's here, but he also has a bomb, so we don't know what to do about that.
And he's running around going Free Puff.
So where would you put that? You have 1, 3, and 5 left. Or no, 1, 3, and 4
1, 3, left. And 4 left. Damn, that's just... that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Also, it's so insane that people are just put... like, I can't imagine...
Dude,
like,
X is the wild, wild west now.
Well, because I have like an X and a Twitter too and like all this shit, but I can't imagine ever like writing stuff like this and just being like, post.
Yep.
Like, man, that's... I don't even know... Man. This one has... some depth to it. So three. So I got 1 and 4 left.
All right. The world is so lucky to have me. This one I love. It's also
no context.
No. I mean, no. Also, there are hundreds of tweets going on. These are just five that I
Jesus
chose.
Christ. Yeah. I mean, at least this one isn't.
It's positive.
I'm going 1 for this one.
All right.
Because at least it's not a dig at anybody.
So up next is number 4.
My 4th one.
All right. For your number 4, Hitler was so fresh.
What?
He's been very pro-Hitler lately.
Hitler was so fresh?
Yeah, which...
What does that mean?
I could see you saying the Nazis were fresh, because I think fresh kind of says style.
Yeah, fresh is definitely a style,
and
outfits.
And the Nazis were stylish.
Yeah, they were were dressed to the nines.
Yeah, Hugo Boss. Yeah. Dressed to the nose.
Just for the nines.
But yeah, so this is your number four. So that's your official ranking.
Wow. I thought Kanye disappeared. Like, I thought he was off.
He did for a while.
Oh, and then he was like,
came back for this, and then he's gone again. Just like that.
What does that mean?
I don't know what any of this means. It's, and like, also, like, so many tweets.
It's just like every thought he has, like, let's tweet it.
And a lot of them are real Nazi-esque thoughts.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, he, and yeah, so then he also released like some sort of commercial. I didn't see it during the Super Bowl, but it was like his Super Bowl commercial. Cause I think he did the same a few years ago. And it was for just his clothing website, which is Yeezy.com.
Yeah, yeah. Which I didn't know was still around.
Me neither. Because, like, I remember at one point I was like, oh, that'd be fun to, like, get his shoes. Like, get a cheap, whatever the cheapest of his shoes are. Because then I was like, oh, I actually have Yeezy.
Yeah, you have Yeezys.
Even and now you can't do that. But also.
But people are still buying them?
No. Oh, because. No. I'll pull up his website.
Holy shit.
Damn it.
Let me drink some more black.
All right, so rather, I don't know how to work this website, or it's down now, because I checked right before you got here and found that, or discovered this, because I was like, I wonder what he's actually selling now.
Yeah.
It was called HH01, I think.
HH01, okay.
And it was just a swastika shirt. It was what? Like, it was a white shirt with a black swastika on it. $20. So at least, like, it's not ridiculous, but still.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But now you can't even get the site to load?
The site's loaded, but it's literally just a blank white screen.
Damn, so we got like shut down.
No, this is what the website looked like before, but there was just a little shirt with a swastika in the corner.
You think maybe it sold out?
God, I hope not.
Dude, I don't know. People are wild.
But people aren't supporting that. I like, sure, Elon Musk did a Nazi salute in front of America, and we still support his stuff, but
I mean,
I don't.
He run X.
I know. And also, like,
I think space.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's going to own Mars in a couple years. I don't fucking know.
We're just here.
Yeah, because I don't have anything of Musk.
It's also insane.
I did want a flamethrower, though.
Flamethrowers would be
sick. You know when he was cool? Like when he was just this weird dude?
When he was just a weird tech guy?
Yeah, but also he like made a flamethrower for everybody because he thought it'd be funny, and it was, and it was awesome.
That'd be sick.
And then like he smoked weed sometimes, and people thought it was funny. But now
he named his kid like...
But now he's just like a literal Nazi.
Yeah, now he works with Trump.
Yeah. Do you remember when we used to be able to call everyone a Nazi without it really meaning much? And now it's just actual definition. That sucks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you used to be able to make fun of Nazis.
Yeah, you used to, like, growing up, just because, like, I was even from Germany, so everyone made Nazi jokes to me. And they were just jokes, but also, like, I don't know if, like, if a Jewish kid was like, hey, fucking stop doing that, maybe, please. Yeah. There might have been another side that we just didn't know. But,
But now it's getting, like, now it's like...
Oh, no.
We can't even, like,
no, they're learning
joke about
it. Yeah, they're learning a goose step, yeah.
Which sucks.
I miss being... Which, I don't know, like, are we... It's like, what we should do is joke about it harder.
Well, it's all like, here's what, in my mind, here's my perspective is like, so now we can't joke about that. In a few years, are we not going to be able to joke about 9/11 anymore?
Well, they're not going to do another 9/11.
But like, that's what, I mean, they're not doing another Hitler.
They kind of are, is the thing.
I guess me.
Yeah, he's throwing up Zig Howls. Yeah.
Yeah, but at least there's not camps.
Not yet. There's kind of talks of them, though.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they're not going to say they're going to be concentration camps, what they're saying.
Like, they're focus camps.
Well, what if we just...
I'm sorry.
But they're very much being like, well, what if we take these people and put them in this thing and just no one else knows what happens in those things?
And that's a zone of interest.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So fun times.
What the fuck?
But also you and I are just struggling to get through it.
Yeah. I'm like just living in the Midwest, fucking dying over here. Yeah. I'm going back to that t-shirt. It's insane that it was only $20.
That's kind of what I thought too.
Because all of his other shit where it was like,
hundreds.
What was like... You like look at the shirt he's wearing. It looks like a dress.
Yeah.
It was like $1,000.
Full of holes.
It's just like, what is that?
And they're all probably made at the same sweatshop.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's insane though that he was like, let's put this on my website.
That was the only thing on his website.
So like he didn't eat not his own shoes anymore?
No, everything else was gone. What it was just a white t-shirt with just a swastika on it.
There's got to be an image somewhere that I could find.
Oh yeah, for yeah. sure. I don't know if we can put it on. We can at least show
it's informational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't buy, well, you can't buy it.
Yeah, it's not.
Don't make your own. He won't notice you.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, shit's wild.
And like there. Apparently that just happened right now.
Yeah, no, like today. Yeah, like probably within the last 20 minutes.
And by the time you hear this, I mean it's late news, but
still,
it's breaking news to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big old bucket of news.
That's a big old bucket of news. God, the world's getting fucking weird, dude.
God, this water is still horrible.
I know, I'm trying to like get it down because I'm like, it's got to be good for me.
Well, because also I hate the, like even the description is, black is life in a bottle. It's a can. It's a healthy and delicious lie. Functional water with electrolytes, antioxidants, and fulvic minerals to supercharge your health and life.
Yeah, it's also, yeah, life. Black is life in a bottle. This yep. is a can.
Yep. And it's not delicious, no matter how many times you put it on the can.
Ugh. Yeah, this is just not good. Exactly. Izzy has one that's an apple flavored.
Yeah, because what yours is strawberry.
I get
yeah.
the strawberry rhubarb.
Yeah.
This is like.
I'm sure she's taking a sip of it.
And she's going to. I'm going to finish this.
Yeah, I'm almost done with mine.
Oh, my God. Well, yours is just straight water.
Yeah. Well, like the strawberry adds or did. Or it takes away from any of
you
it.
You can't have any of mine. You'll get sick.
Yeah, I don't want it. All right, but not only because you've been sick all week, you just don't keep up with the news. So yeah, now it's time for one more segment of Things Robert Missed because he doesn't have social media
anymore. Oh, my favorite graphic. Here we go.
Things Robert Missed. Things Robert Missed. Things Robert Missed. Things Robert Missed
because he doesn't have social media anymore.
Things Robert missed because he doesn't have social media anymore.
Anymore.
So I have a new favorite person.
Is it Kanye West?
No.
that'd be an insane.
If this is how I come out. Yeah.
Just whoa.
No.
You're wearing the shirt under the sweatshirt.
Jesus Christ. I'm not. I promise you that.
I would cry laughing.
And then never be my friend again. No. This is a story about. All right, I believe this is how you say her name. Onesia Andrew Robinson.
Okay. I don't think I know her.
She's a 33-year-old American woman from New York.
Okay.
Who fell in love online, like many of us do.
Nice.
With 19-year-old Pakistani man, Nidal Ahmed Mamoun.
Damn. Big age difference.
Yes. So she's 33 and she's 19.
Does he live?
In Pakistan.
In Pakistan?
Yes.
Damn. And so how do they meet?
Online. Whatever. Oh, okay. I don't actually know the actual website. But yeah, they fell in love in October of 2024.
Okay. Yeah. So it's been a while.
And then
that's when you got married.
That's very true. So they fell in love online and they wanted to get married. So you know what she did? She bought a one-way ticket to Pakistan.
Which is always a great idea.
Yeah.
Always buy one way.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
If
come back?
If no, it's your love of your life.
Coming back for quitters. Yeah. No.
You ain't coming back.
Get over there. All right. Upon arrival, she went to the house.
Yeah.
From it's hard to tell sometimes because also it's very much it's been social media news about this.
Yes. But also he's 19.
Yes. And I believe she met him and his family and then they locked her out of the house and refused to speak to her again. Because it turns out she's been using filters and stuff.
Oh shit. So she's fake.
She catfished him.
She catfished him and then she flew to.
Yes. And then when they saw her, they were like, no. So it was, yeah, due to they said. They disapproved the relationship due to the age difference, perceived deception, and they all opposed the marriage. So Merman and his family vacated their residence.
Oh my God.
Leaving Robinson without support. So they left her. And then she basically this entire time has been camped out. I believe camped out outside of his house. But they're gone.
Like, did she like seem really pretty and then was like just a normal person?
I've not seen the photos. She looks very normal.
Yeah, so I'm guessing she just like over prettified herself.
Or youngified herself or used older photos.
Yeah. That's insane. Did they go I thought it was gonna go like they were gonna like.
So what do you think you'd do in this situation?
Go home?
Call quits?
Yeah.
But
she's not a quitter.
No. Not Onesia. She instead held a press conference.
What? anybody can hold a press conference? No. How do you do that?
In Pakistan, I have zero idea. I don't know how to do one now. This is as close as I get. So note, she remained in Karachi, and she was often sighted near their house. She began holding impromptu press conferences, during which she made several demands.
What the fuck?
Including $100,000.
For what?
And also $20,000 and at least $5,000.
Wow. So she dropped quick.
It was going all over the place. And she was making these demands in U.S. dollars. And it's unclear of who exactly she was making these demands and what the other side of the demands were.
Yeah. What?
I don't know what she was bartering, but she... It kind of felt like she was just holding the country hostage for a second.
What the fuck?
They were filming her. There were people all around her.
Yeah, because they're like, look at this American New York woman.
No, and I think they kind of took care of, like, she's been there for a while.
Just like camping?
I don't know. And but also
what
she's-
What the fuck?
But then she took it upon herself. She was like, you know what? I'm a clean up Pakistan.
What?
So she, then the money started being for them. Like she wants to turn this government.
Who's giving her the money?
I don't know if anyone did, but she was there for a while.
Oh my God.
Real comfy. So yeah, financial demands. Robinson publicly requested substantial amounts of money, stating, I'm asking for 100K or more. I need 20K by this week in my pockets in cash. That's a demand to the government. Just the government.
For what?
She did not provide specific reasons for these financial demands.
What the fuck?
Yeah, then she started getting into the really pro-Pakistan, so she said she would. She expressed intentions to reconstruct the whole country.
Oh my God.
And then she also like kept talking about like that she kept saying like, I am married. We are going to start a family in Dubai. So I was very confused by that, and as was she.
So she thinks she's married to this guy?
I don't even know if she said she was married to him.
What the?
And she just starts saying that, yeah. And then, like, yeah, so the media started, like, filming her. And, like, she was, like, at tables with, like, Pakistani people. And, like, they would start speaking. And she's like, no, shut up. I don't know what you're saying. Anyways.
Just like a true New Yorker.
Yeah, no. And, like, she just took over. Like, she would be like, we don't understand your language in Pakistan. So they would be speaking.
At what point does the 19-year-old go, I've made a huge mistake.
Yeah, like, this is the woman for me.
I actually like this.
Look how she takes charge, which also, like, Pakistan, I don't even know, like, how much, like, anybody can take charge. I don't know anything about their
government.
She's
making demands.
And, like, yeah, she, and they're all, like, just hanging out with her. Like, she wasn't arrested. There were police with her at times.
Just to make sure she didn't do anything crazy.
Well, then she'd be like, this is my team.
What?
Yeah. She's like,
oh, my God.
And at one point, she was in a hotel, and she's like, all right, this is the, and, like, I don't know who the cameraman is either. I have zero idea.
Is it like the news?
I have no idea. She's just talking to people.
What
and
the
I,
hell?
Somehow I'm watching and I'm loving it. But yeah, she went into a hotel. She's like, I'm here with the manager. And the woman was like, no, I'm not the manager. And she's like, we're asking for $20,000 to help fix it up. This is a lovely hotel.
To fix the hotel?
Yeah. And then the woman's just like, I'm not the manager. And, and the woman go back to the camera. She's like, all right, we're going to fix up this hotel. It's been stealing from its customers. She just fucking switched back and forth. Wow. I love her so much.
She kind of reminds me a little bit. It could have been the voice you were doing,
yeah,
of Trump.
Yeah.
Where she's just like saying shit and people are just like, what?
And like, we're all just watching, but she made it on the news.
I'm also trying to think, like, if this were to happen where we live, if somebody were to come to your house and be like, no, I don't want to marry you. And they just camped outside, yeah, and then did a press conference.
Okay, but if WHO rolled up, I'd be very confused.
Yeah, then I'd be like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Like, I would, I don't think, it's insane it's made it this far. How? Yeah. How did it make it this far? She didn't do anything.
No. And like, I don't know why people are filming, just because she's a crazy American, I guess.
That's so wild.
But people will be like, hey, are you going back to America? And she says, what my plan is, it's private. But no. And just,
it's private, but no.
And like, she just kept saying shit like that. Yeah. And then someone claiming to be her son. I don't know. It's just,
oh my God. Now she has a son. Maybe.
I think she actually does.
Shit.
A person claiming to be Robinson's son say that she suffers from bipolar disorder.
Oh, fuck.
And it's like there. But also like, she's getting shit done, or at least she's talking about getting shit. She's doing more than
she's
me.
Doing more than
she's
I've
much
ever
more
done.
Proactive,
I mean,
than
nothing's
I am.
Changed.
And also, she's only 33. Is also insane.
Yeah,
even 3 years, you'll be making calls out in another country.
How do you even have a press conference to begin with?
How do you get a passport?
Like, yeah, how do you buy a one-way ticket?
Like, I, yeah.
I've never left the country. I've been to Canada.
There you go.
I've never left
so
the
that's very different than Pakistan.
Yeah, I've never left the continent.
Or I believe they speak like Urdu. Like, so she has nothing going on there.
And she's by herself.
Yeah.
I'd be fucking scared.
Yeah. But like that is.
And she's just like, nope, I'm in charge now.
Yeah. And also,
we're going to fix the country. It's incredible.
And I don't know if these are my like kind of like not honest reviews on Pakistan as a whole, but I would, based on just the little I know or like the feeling we've been given from our news, I would assume Pakistan's not the safest place.
That's, yeah, that because let alone of the
for,
war.
Let alone for a woman. Yeah. And like, because also, I don't know for a fact, but of anything, they tell. Like, it seems like they portray these countries.
That's
not
what
great.
I was first worried about, that she was going to go over there and get fucking kidnapped or something.
Or, like, put in their prison and, like, get, like, horrible shit. But, like, no. She's just on the streets. There's cameras
and
on her.
Just she's letting her do
she's
it.
She's sitting at a table with a microphone. And, like, I think people are trying to translate for her. But she's like, no. I don't need that. Like, so she has also, like, changed a lot of public, like, not opinion, but, like, the way we view Pakistan as a whole. Of, like, oh, shit. Maybe they are also just the nicest people too.
Yeah, and we just happen to be in war with them.
I don't know if we're ever at war with Pakistan or if we've been just at war in Pakistan. I don't know. Cause also like,
I don't know.
The news just kind of paints the Middle East as just this ugly state.
I know that's where it's like, oh, Iraq, yeah, Pakistan.
Don't want to go there.
Saudi Arabia.
But like, maybe they're all fucking, like maybe they're a lot nicer. Yeah, that's also, yeah.
I don't know shit.
Yeah, our view has been so skewed by news. But now this woman's over there and she's showing, she's like, I mean, she's lying the entire time, but also she's just hanging out. It seems nice.
I'm curious if anything ever is going to happen.
So she has been.
Oh, shit.
I believe she has been sent back to America as of early February. I think they convinced her finally. I think they were just going to let her keep going. But
she also, like, what was she doing? Like, did she have money? Did she like.
She had ambition and she had moxie.
And she had demand.
She sure
but like,
did.
How was she eating?
I don't know. I maybe some people were giving her money. I never saw like a GoFundMe. Otherwise, I would have immediately supported
it. Oh my God. And she's like, that money's going for the hotel.
Yep.
This is the manager. That's incredible.
Yeah. But like, yeah, someone would be talking for her or like trying to like translate. And she'd be like, no, you talk too much. And just like saying the most batshit insane to strangers on a street in a different country.
Does she have like a New York accent to you?
Not especially.
Okay, I just really picture like someone rugged, just like,
yeah, I mean,
I'm walking here.
I've saved many of videos. I'll just play one quick snippet of one just so you can get an idea.
Just to get an idea of who.
Yeah, of who this
I'm really curious what like her dating profile looked like then too. Yeah, because like.
All right, let me just find a quick. This video is labeled American Woman in Pakistan Corps. Remember, she just showed up and then got denied a husband.
I don't live here. I'm chilling. You chilling here? Why are you not taking your flight?
It's none of your business. Now go home.
Oh, my God.
What you said is against my religion to tell you my business, okay? I'm not talking unless y'all giving me land.
It's a little New York accent.
And 2,000.
That is incredible.
Just look at this, like a crowd of people behind her.
Just watching her being like, what is this lady doing?
Not laughing.
But also like looking at her, she looks like a normal person.
Yeah. No, she's like even kind of cute. Yeah, like she's not ugly.
Yeah.
She's like normal and like, yeah.
So I'm very curious if like her profile was just not her.
So hot, yeah. But also like, notice in this image, the 30 microphones.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Screenshot that.
There's a table of just microphones.
Yeah. No, she's holding press conferences and I mean, granted, I would love to watch them as well.
Yeah, also,
I am watching
like,
them.
People
yeah.
are like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Mind your business. Go home. Like, and she's just in another continent.
Her confidence
I can't,
unparalleled.
Dude, I am so anxious. Like, I don't know if I've ever sent, like, my food back.
No, yeah.
Let alone.
Imagine how she was in New York.
That is true. She is a New Yorker.
Yeah. So yeah. She could be bossy, but that's in, dude.
Oh, no, I'm going to say it's February.
Woman of the year?
The moistest woman of the year.
Yeah, we're allowed to do
Give
it.
Give me a sign. Or like, yeah, put right. like a nice little framed.
Moistest woman of the year.
Yeah. Or
what's her name?
Onesia Andrew Robinson.
Fantastic.
Moist woman of the year.
She's on the cover of our magazine.
The Moist Times.
which is the in-flight magazine.
I feel like that's like an in-submarine magazine.
Oh, yeah. We're in a...
But you know what? We never made Hitler Man of the Year.
Yeah, Time Magazine. America.
God, fucking wild. But yeah, I thought you'd enjoy her.
That's so... Like, I'm just baffled. Like, yeah. I don't even know... That's just insane.
There are so many ways to live this life.
I know. And she's thriving.
Yeah, I think so.
Because, like, she didn't get anything, but...
No, all jokes aside, I hope she does get the mental, like, whatever she needs. I hope someone's helping her out. But also, it seems like she can handle her fucking own.
Yeah, but if anything, she goes back home, nothing changed, nothing happened.
Yeah, back to her life. Like,
but best case scenario, she could have got $100,000 in Pakistan money.
A day or something, yeah. Whatever.
She had demands.
Yeah. And, like, I bet she didn't have to pay for her flight back.
Yeah, they were just like, we'll help you get out of here.
I think they loved her. I think they took care of her and were like, okay, that was nice.
And like, we don't got much going on anymore.
Yeah, I mean, just like, oh, there's just a random American talking on our street. Let's see what she's got to say.
You know, and then also like with TikTok and Instagram Live and all that shit, I'm sure that story just blew up so fast.
It was, so recently my TikTok's gone through a hardcore, just like, it's like five different things now. It's all the shitty politics happening in America. Well, now it's also all just Super Bowl stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Which I am so sick of already. It's just a lot of people telling, it's a lot of people saying like, oh, I bet you didn't understand what Kendrick Lamar was going for. I was like, no, I get it. It's very obvious, honestly. He said it and showed what he was trying to say.
Yeah. And Uncle Sam told us what he was doing. Yeah.
No, like right now.
That Saturday show was good.
I thought it was like a little bit more boring than the other ones. Cause usually I feel
but also like I didn't know any of his songs.
I knew like half of them. I don't know any of his older stuff.
Okay, so I didn't know any, but I was like, oh, I like it.
Well, yeah, he did a great job. I just feel like I'm used to the halftime show just being cameo driven, which is definitely not like the way to go. Because all he had was like SZA was there.
SZA, yeah.
And then I think that was like DJ Mustard or whatever his name is.
I think Serena Williams.
Yeah, I didn't know that was her at first. Yeah, she showed up to Crip Walk, which is badass.
Because that was a diss at Drake.
Yeah,
because
apparently they used to
date or something.
But also like, God, calling a man a pedophile out the Super Bowl. That's so wild.
Yeah.
I love Kendrick though. Like he's so good. And also like I thought the halftime was great, but I am so sick already of white people telling, not me, but just being like, I've just seen so many white people be like, white people, you better understand that or it's not for you. And which is also like, it defeats the purpose because also that means it is for them because they're the ones who need to hear this.
Yeah,
they're the ones
who need to hear it.
And also, let's not be condescending with every message we're trying to say. That's why everyone hates you all.
Yeah, why can't we just be like,
this is good. You could learn, like, or even be like, hey, like, isn't this nice?
Yeah.
Not,
that was a halftime show.
Nah, I bet you're too stupid to understand this and you're racist now. Like, stop it.
That was so insane.
But also, all the people were like, this was shitty. Couldn't even understand a goddamn thing he was saying. Like, yes. Oh. And then you'd also suck.
You're Marley Brown, too.
Yeah, I hate everybody. And I love Kendrick Lamar.
It was cool that he had all the people come out of the car.
Yeah, I like that, where it was definitely like a clown car, but like where like there was probably stairs underneath.
Yeah, stairs, and they just kept coming out.
Just to be the guy who was laying on the lamppost.
Yeah, and there's just that chilling. Looked so there were two cool. of them.
Yeah.
There were two guys on the
I loved that, yeah.
Because I watched the Super Bowl by myself at home. Mm. Sick.
Yeah, and the Super Bowl was fine. Commercials were fine. Same with like, I feel like the Super Bowl commercials, now they're just like, instead, like when it used to be like really weird and funny,
yeah.
And then like, it's now moved into also just cameo driven, but like where they think, there being a celebrity in a commercial, that's the joke.
Yeah, that especially the glasses commercials.
Yeah, where I didn't even recognize Chris Pratt.
Well, yeah, it was Chris Pratt. It was
Hemsworth, and then Jenner at the end.
And yeah, and then it was just like,
all right,
what?
Cool.
Yeah, every commercial had a cameo.
Yeah, it was.
And or like, it was a celebrity, I guess.
Which sucks because like I would rather you make really weird, funny commercials with normal people, so then they make a lot of money.
One of my
instead
favorites,
of just giving celebrities more money.
One of my favorites though was the Doritos one with the UFO. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, where it like blew because the guy gets ragdolled around. Yeah, I did enjoy
because
that,
it was
yeah.
just
a guy.
It was just a guy that was like, no, these are my Doritos, mm-hmm. and the UFO was like, no, I want them. So that one was fun because it wasn't a celebrity.
Because Dorito used to be way
and they used to do fucking weird shit. Because mm-hmm. I think that was a submitted commercial. I think they did a contest where...
Yeah, I did see that because I saw the video of the guy watching it.
Yeah, I think they did a contest.
So that, I fucking
So that's
love.
The guy who won.
Which we should try that next
year. That'd be fun as fuck. Make a Doritos commercial.
Same with like, of course, I'm gonna love anything Tib Robinson does.
Yeah, it was great pizza rolls.
Yeah, and awesome. I love pizza rolls. But like the commercials made it very obvious, like, oh, the Schitt's Creek crew really needs a paycheck, I guess, because all of them were in all of the commercials, apparently.
Yeah, because the wife was in one with Willem Dafoe, which is
Michelob
wild.
Ultra.
That one was fine.
Yeah, but like, I just
like Willem Dafoe.
I don't need them getting paychecks to like help brands.
Yeah.
I would rather it be weird.
There was nothing that really stood out. Commercials used to be fun.
Yeah. It costs
$8 million to make one.
And watching a celebrity play pickleball is not the joke. It's not a joke. Because also they probably play pickleball.
It was fun seeing Shane Gillis in a Bud Light commercial.
Yeah, but even that one.
But I wish it would have been weirder.
Yeah, because it was so tame. You know that there was like at least four other better commercials that they would never air in that.
Yeah, but then also they filled it with stars because it was
him, Post Malone.
Post Malone, and then Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I knew one of the big-headed Manning showed
big-headed
up.
Big-headed Mannings. Yeah, it was like, nothing really stood out. And no. I was like, yeah. But yeah. I feel like that's how the past couple of years have been, where it's like, whatever.
Yeah. And like,
nobody cares. Chiefs, people watch.
Chiefs did bad.
Sports.
Like, yeah, whatever. Just, you know, the Eagles are going to, or the Philadelphia's just going to destroy their city.
That's what's so funny.
I think someone died. I think it was like literally like someone. Yeah.
Okay, that's not funny, but
no,
like.
Someone died when they like got into the Super Bowl too.
Because they throw a massive party.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just like someone climbs a pole and then the crowd rips down the pole and this person just smacks the pavement and
Jesus
dies.
Jesus Christ.
That happens all the time.
Yeah. And then they just go so hard.
Yeah. And like, oh, why?
Because they won.
I guess. Let's destroy this city.
Let's destroy the city we love.
Also, because that's like such a historic city.
That's probably how that fucking bell got cracked.
I mean, I guess that city was founded on destroying itself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sports, commercial.
It's all
the
moist.
The world's weird.
Yeah.
And I'm like still on drugs right now, so I feel like I'm still in a fever dream.
Yeah.
Everything just feels weird, dude. Yeah. But on brighter news, before we go, before we end, Jacob and I did make a sketch.
Oh, yeah.
That I had to do for class. So I'm in video production too. Mm-hmm. And one of our first assignments was to make a video postcard. It was very broad of an assignment. It was like exterior. One of the guys made a video going, what the fuck does this mean?
Oh, okay.
And it was like kind of meta.
Yeah.
And then at the end he was like, well, why don't you just do that? Like it was him and his buddy drinking beers.
Okay.
I don't know. It was pretty good.
Okay.
But ours was like the best. I could be just saying that. But I wanted to do like a PBS style video that just lost control really fast.
Yeah.
But I didn't plan on it losing control. It just happened.
Right. Yeah.
We destroyed it in editing.
Yeah. We need to calm down on that. That's been our joke too much lately.
We've done it twice.
Yeah.
It's not too much. So we played it in class today. People did laugh. People did quote it. Like
nice.
when it ended, somebody was like, my aunt won't talk to me anymore.
Okay, that's nice.
And I was like, that wasn't even a joke. That was actually sad. And my teacher just kept going, giving me a thumbs up.
Okay.
Which is like good. So we had to like dub it because it was super windy out.
recorded it on the coldest day too.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible. But if you guys want to see the sketch, it's called Arcatalks. Arcatalks.
And so are you going to post like the private link here?
Yeah.
Because we'll probably do another pass on it and release it like actual
it
later.
Will be, yeah, because I have it unlisted right now under New Peak. So the link will be down below if you guys want to do check it out.
Yeah.
But we probably will release it eventually for our season one that will come out probably in a couple of years.
At some point. Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, at this point.
We'll put in a time capsule.
At this point, we probably have 5 of our 8 now.
Yeah, that's true. And we've released a few of them on here too.
I know.
Yeah. But
now,
that's
shit,
just,
I'm just tired of seeing.
Yeah, so we
no
need,
one's seen.
We need the Moist crew to, or the Moist Mutuals to watch a little bit of us.
I really liked it. People were like, man, it was very 2010s YouTube. That's what somebody said.
Okay.
But they were like, I grew up watching it, so
I'm okay with
it.
That. Yeah.
Said, interesting.
Yeah, because I just kind of want just Adult Swim feel for what we do.
Yeah, and then my teacher was like, did you already have that character? Or did you make? And I was like, no, we made him up.
Yeah. Yeah, because you said Greg. I thought it was like, oh, well, if his last name's Christ.
And it's just Jesus. Go check out Arcatalks
if you
want to. I really like it. It's probably the stupidest thing we've ever made.
You can comment on it. Email us about it at moistmondaypodcast@gmail.com. Let us know if you like it.
Hopefully you don't get sick.
Yeah.
But if you do, watch some comfort shows.
Yeah, let us know what you like to watch too, because maybe I'll get sick in the next week.
I hope not. You're going out of town.
I know. Yeah, that would be.
You're going to the Midwest, Vegas.
Back to the Dells.
He's going back to the Dells this weekend, so he's going to talk about that next week. I'm excited. Yeah. It should be a lot calmer though.
Yes, it's still a bachelorette party though.
Yeah,
but it's just with my family.
It's just your family, but your family's crazy.
That's fair. Yeah,
but in other ways.
Yeah, so we hope you had a good time with us this week.
Hopefully you like my voice.
Yeah.
I just sound like this forever now.
Maybe.
Hey.
Some people like that.
I can't do it, serious.
You leave a voicemail at 2 a.m. You don't even know what that means.
What?
Justin Baldoni.
Who the fuck is that? Justin Baldoni.
Yeah, that's more just news you've missed. That's the Blake Lively shit.
Justin Baldoni sounds like a Batman villain.
Kind of, yeah. But no, he left her a voicemail at 2 a.m. and his voice was real sexy in it.
Oh, mm-hmm. About the movie?
Yeah.
You told me a little bit about that.
It's wild. That's also like half my TikTok.
Yeah, it's also so insane that people don't like Ryan Reynolds anymore.
Yeah, but he does not come across well in this.
I like Ryan Reynolds.
We'll see. He should have just focused on his phone company instead of being an actor.
And I just got on his phone company.
Yeah, now you're going to be canceled.
Fuck.
Yeah, that and you just bought Kanye's t-shirt.
I didn't. The site was down. This has been the Moist Money Podcast. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads, Parler, and Blue Sky, because we cover all the bases. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Moist Money Podcast. Send us an email, moistmoneypodcast@gmail.com. Rate us 5 stars. Subscribe to us. Fucking share it. Do whatever you got to do. Let's spread the moisture.
Yeah.
We're approaching our 3-year, and we're approaching 200 episodes. Just stupidity.
Yeah. All right. So keep it moist out there.
Love bye, everybody. Cheers. Cheers.
Don't buy BLK water.
Black water.
It sucks.
Yeah, I feel weird saying don't buy black water. Mm-hmm. So don't buy BLK water.
Yeah.
Bye.
Dry bones. Lazy bones. Big bones. Dance around in your bones.
It's so weird to see like the kids or the people our age who have like the oldest kids. Because I mean, probably the oldest would be like, I bet that some people have like 10-year-olds. I mean, well, 20, not. Yeah, I bet some people have 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
So I don't know anyone.
If people had kids right after high school.
Which some did. I didn't know anyone who got pregnant in high school.
I knew of people, but I didn't know them.
Yeah. Because they sent them to that other school.
Which wasn't a school.